Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
A staggering 61% of South Africans say they would quit their jobs if they could afford to, highlighting a workplace crisis that really is rooted in stress, low morale and inadequate mental health support. Joining me tonight to explain the reasons behind this retention challenge and what businesses can do is Lindiwe Sebesho, who is Managing Director at REM Channel. And first of all then, good evening. And how serious is this retention crisis, particularly for the future of South African business?
It is quite serious, Jeremy. I think there's quite a lot of factors that are driving this. I think we have seen the constrained economy, and yes, we are seeing a downward trend in inflation rates, but the cost of living pressures are really high and people are really overwhelmed. They are facing a lot of financial stress and they continuously, therefore, try to find opportunities that will help improve their disposable income. That's one thing. We also see a skills shortage and a high unemployment rate in South Africa, which means that the people that are employed are also having a lot of pressure supporting other unemployed family members. We know our social construct in South Africa means that a whole lot of people that are employed have to look after quite a number of the people that are affected by these unemployment rates. What this also then means is people are constantly looking for a higher paying opportunity so that they can meet these demands. But also the labor market, I think, in South Africa is quite interesting because highly skilled workers are in high demand. So there's another reason that we're picking up, Jeremy, from our REM Channel salary and wage trends report. I think there's a competitive pressures in the skills market, I think driven obviously by the shortages that I've just spoken about and the high unemployment rates. What we're seeing from a salary increase trends is that whilst salary increases in general are still conservative, they are slightly higher than the average CPI at 5.9% currently, that is as at the October publication. What this then means is that the South African job market is under competitive pressure with obviously employers trying to retain skilled employees by offering them increases that can help workers manage the financial stress and the high cost of living pressures that they are under.
I do understand people wanting to move and to look for better opportunity, but I would also suggest to you that this continual job hopping, or at least a threat of job hopping, is bad for business continuity, and this really puts companies on notice.
Absolutely. And what we've seen in the study is that a lot of organizations are losing institutional knowledge with people keeping on changing jobs. And what we've seen, unfortunately, is also to your point that the 1 to 5 year tenure in, tenured employees, in other words, the people that have been in a job, and it tends to be younger workers within the 1 to 5 years of service, are the ones that are constantly looking for better opportunities. So employers are really trying very hard to find ways that can help them retain that employee profile in order not to have exactly the problem that you highlight, where institutional knowledge and inability to retain people long enough for them to be fully productive and do what needs to be done is key.
And Lindiwe, often in that respect, companies will cite hybrid and flexible work options as a solution. Yet we also know that many have now mandated office return. This is obviously having a shift on the way in which companies or individuals approach their relationship with companies.
Exactly. So flexibility is one of the key factors that we are seeing driving the need for people to consider changing jobs. Flexible work arrangements. I think a lot of companies have implemented hybrid type of working arrangements. But to your point, we've seen a lot of return to the office mandates, which brings back that rigidity that people thought would not come back post-COVID. So flexibility in various ways, and I've seen now also flexibility in terms of working hours, is a key driver towards employee retention, where people are now also demanding to work according to their body clocks and so on.
I don't want to sound like an old man, but maybe I am, Lindiwe, but surely that rigidity that you talk about is critical in some respect as far as output and productivity is concerned.
Of course, and we always say that it depends really on the nature of company that you are running, on the nature of services that you provide to your customers. So however you structure your work arrangements, you need to consider the customer first. At what time do your customers need your services? Which type of workers can actually work flexibly and which cannot? In some industries, it's definitely not possible to offer the level of flexibility that is possible in others. So it's very important to structure the work arrangements around the type of job that is done and the services that are provided to your customers. The customer remains the critical reference for how you enable employees doing different things in the organizations to structure their work.
And that is a very important point. How then do companies reinforce that message to, on the one hand, make sure that they have a satisfied and productive workforce, but on the other, understanding the importance of flexibility?
Yes, I think it's a really customized way of looking at it. I think what a lot of organizations need to be considerate of is it's not a one size fits all. It really needs to be about what is possible in terms of enabling that flexibility without compromising the productivity that is necessary to ensure that the strategy of the organization is delivered.
Do you have a sense of the numbers? So I think we would agree that high turnover is costly, but are you able to break down the financial impact that frequent resignations or churn have on companies?
Yes, we've done quite a few studies. Not all organizations, unfortunately, keep record of the high cost of turnover. Those that do look at it from a cost of replacing that employee perspective. So, for instance, you would look at your recruitment costs. You would look at the value of institutional knowledge that has been lost. You would look at the cost of getting a new employee up to standard in terms of the performance level that you would want them to achieve. I can't quote exact values, Jeremy, but those are the reference points that organizations that calculate the cost would use to look at how much it actually is costing them to lose employees.
Well, that certainly is an eye, a prism on the changing face of the work environment. Lindiwe Sebesho, thank you very much indeed, Managing Director at REM Channel.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.